This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ramiro Ramirez Jr. Date of birth, November the 18th, 1962. Case ID number is 669-8566. Date of exam, November the 14th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Johnny White, dated 12/7/2022. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old common law married male with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy, abdominal hernia, and left knee pain swelling. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on April the 8th, 2019, where he was a concrete finisher for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an RV with his common-law wife and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy. Number two, abdominal hernia. And number three, left knee pain swelling. History of allegation. Number one, lumbar sacral back pain with radiculopathy. The claimant states that in 2010, he was carrying a heavy object and he sustained pain in his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down both his legs. He states when he has the pain, he has cold sweats and feels tingliness and numbness of both legs. The claimant went on to have a medial branch block in 2021, which he states had fair results. He still suffers from pain. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 25 minutes, lift approximately 2 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time. And his physician is Dr. Fulp, F-U-L-P. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and walking outside. His family doctor is Dr. Manzur Yazi, and he denies seeing a chiropractor but did receive 12 sessions of physical therapy. At the present time, he's on ibuprofen, 400 milligrams PRN is needed for pain. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain secondary to radiculopathy with treatment of a medial branch block bilaterally. Allegation number two, abdominal hernia / left inguinal hernia. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having pain mostly in the left inguinal area, which would radiate down to his scrotum. The claimant went on to have a left hernia inguinal repair in 2010 and a second one in 2011, secondary to poor results of the first surgery. The claimant states that he feels a tightness in that area, which causes left inguinal pain. And he states he feels pain on both sides and occasional pain to the groin area. The claimant states when he does have the pain, it can last from 2 to 6 hours, and he has it at least 3 to 4 times per week. The associated symptoms include occasional nausea. He denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, melena, hematoemesis, or weakness. The claimant has lost 20 pounds within the last year, and he is not food intolerant to any food types. He was diagnosed with a left inguinal hernia repair times 2 with inguinal pain that goes down to his groin area. He is presently on Motrin 400 milligrams QD. PRN is needed for pain, which he states does give him some relief. Allegation number three, left knee pain/swelling. The claimant states that on April the 8th, 2019, he injured his left knee, which resulted in a left anterior cruciating ligament tear and a medial meniscal tear, which was repaired by arthroscopic surgery. The claimant states that he was given two steroid injections into his left knee, and states that everything was confirmed with an MRI and x-rays. He continues to have pain in the left knee. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above his head. He does have a cane that he uses at all times for assistance. His physician is Dr. Mansoor Yazzi. He is presently just taking Motrin 400 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain. He states he has not seen a physician in a year secondary to lack of funds. His physical activities include walking outside and helping with the chores. Family history. His father died at the age of 79 from a cerebral vascular accident, complications from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. His mother is 83 and has heart disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently on no medications at this time. He was taking cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams BID, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, trazolam 0.25 milligrams QD for pain, tramadol 50 milligrams QID, PRN for pain, and ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID for pain. He is no longer taking any of these medications secondary to lack of funds. Medical problems: left inguinal hernia with abdominal pain secondary to probable adhesions, lumbar sacral back pain, left leg swelling pain with signs of sciatica, major surgeries, appendectomy, right knee surgery arthroscopically for right medial meniscal tear, and a anterior cruciating ligament tear, left inguinal hernia repair, one performed in 2010 and another in 2011, secondary to poor results with the first one. Social history: tobacco, the claimant states he smokes socially. Alcohol, the claimant states he'll drink 1 to 2 beers per week, and sometimes 4 to 5 beers on a weekend if he's at a social event. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does use marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was November the 1st, 2023. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 169 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 126 over 90 mmHg, second reading was 149 over 88, pulse 92, respiration 16 per minute, BMI 26. General, this is a 61-year-old male, who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress, secondary to pain. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected was 20/50. Pinhole was 20/50. OS uncorrected was 20/50. Pinhole was 20/50. Binocular uncorrected was 20/50. The claimant did not present with any glasses at this time. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant did have multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to neurological? The last two sentences. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were zero bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at +2. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a cane that he used all the time. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device, and he did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area and of the legs. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There was normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex at the thoracic or lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant had difficulty with the lower extremities and had difficulty with range of motion secondary to pain. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 20 degrees bilaterally with positive spasms on both sides, and he did have a positive straight leg raise, indicating neuropathy of his lumbar sacral spine area. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the lower extremities. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both legs. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally with pain, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires a cane at all times for support. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps brachioradialis were normal at plus 2. However, patellar and Achilles reflexes were 0. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the lower extremities. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms, especially of the lower extremities, and especially of the left side. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine index wrist finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of bilateral lumbar sacral back radiculopathy with lower extremity weakness. The claimant is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally and needs an assisted device at all times. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back radiculopathy with confirmed signs of possible nerve damage. Probable diagnoses, number one, lumbar sacral back pain with bilateral neuropathy / radiculopathy, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has had a bilateral medial branch block, which did not appear to help him very much. Allegation number two, left-sided inguinal hernia. Normal physical exam. The claimant has had two surgeries and still has pain in that area, more likely than not coming from the surgery or adhesions. Number three, left knee pain swelling dash secondary to a left anterior cruciating ligament tear and medial meniscal tear, which was treated with arthroscopic surgery. The claimant appears to have a normal physical exam, but does have weakness of his leg secondary to the radiculopathy that he is experiencing from his lumbar sacral back area. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ramiro Ramirez.